Blog Talk Radio.
My name is Chris Tompkins, and I am the Social Media Chef. You can join us every week here on Wednesdays at our regular time, which is noon Eastern Standard Time. We're doing today's show a little bit later, but next week we'll be right back on course for our weekly noon show. We have, in the meantime, obviously, we've had Christmas, we've had Hanukkah, we've had all the holidays, we've had New Year's. So last week we took a week off, but that didn't mean that we were sitting on our laurels over here. What we've done is we put up loads of new video blogs, recipes, ebooks, you name it. You can find all of them at our hub, which is servefreshmedia.com. Again, that's servefreshmedia.com. There, you'll find everything that we've been up to over the past few weeks. You can find the latest recipes that we were focusing on the past couple shows. A lot of the tips articles that we've talked about for the social media side of things, video blogs. I'm telling you, go there, take a look at it. Lots of free stuff that can really help you get off the new year on the right start, except if you're on a diet, because all the recipes are a little on the heavy side. But social media speaking, we have some really great content for you to check out. Also, don't be afraid. Click on the Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter links and connect with us on those as well. We are going to be doing a lot of interviews in the upcoming shows. So if you want to be interviewed on the Social Media Chef, please do reach out either to our producers at info@servefreshmedia.com through the contact page on our website, or just get in touch with me on Facebook, LinkedIn, and Twitter, and let me know what you would like to talk about. We're looking for people that want to talk about either gourmet cooking, some really tips in the kitchen, social media topics, online marketing. That's the sort of stuff that we want to talk about here. This is the first time that you're joining us. Just to kind of give you a little idea of what the Social Media Chef is all about, is every week I'm going to come to you and I'm going to talk about two of my passions: food, gourmet cooking, and online marketing / social media marketing. So every week we're going to have a nice little blend of each. Some shows are going to be dedicated specifically to social media, others specifically to cooking. Most will have a mix. And again, like I said, upcoming shows are going to have guests that are going to give us some tips to make things better in the kitchen, as well as for our online profiles. If you have any questions, you have a show idea, always get in touch, info@servefreshmedia.com, or get in touch with us via servefreshmedia.com. Okay, so that's all of the plugs and everything. Let's just jump right into today's show. All right. New year, new you. How many times are we hearing this already? You can't turn on any morning television show, news show, without someone telling you how to lose weight, how to get your body, get your mind, get your soul, just, you know, get everything together so you have the best year ever. All right, well, what if you're a business owner? What if you're an entrepreneur? What if you are a marketing person or a salesperson or organization that really wants to make this year one of the best? You want to really just take from the successes or the mistakes that you made in the previous year, build them up, and make a brand new start for this year. Well, a lot of shows aren't telling you that. They're not focusing on this. So what I thought would be fun is to really give some of my social media tips for, you know, a fresh start in 2011. Now, this year is going to be one where we're going to see a lot of advances in the social media sites and a lot of changes. So it's good to get all of your planning and your early strategy together either before you hear the show or within the next 30 to 60 days because you want to be able to float with the punches and to keep rolling your campaign out organically. So as you can tell on the Social Media Chef today, we're going to be talking about social media. There's not going to be a lot of recipes today, obviously, because I really want to help everyone listening to just give you some tips that can make your profile a little bit better and your strategy a little bit more coherent. So in order to do that, what I really want to do is go from the top three sites, LinkedIn, Facebook, and Twitter, and give you some tips on how you can really make the most of your time online, get yourself rebranded, build more credibility, and just really become more visible. Okay, so with that said, let's start off with the, well, I always say this, and I always regret saying this because I don't, there's no endorsement floating my way, but LinkedIn is one of my favorite sites to use. Personally, not for necessarily for all of my clients, Echo Media, but for me personally, I love it. I learned so much from LinkedIn. There's so many questions you can ask and surveys you can do. I think it's a wonderful thing for a business. So if you're a person that's not using LinkedIn and you're kind of like, oh, well, all the buzz is on Facebook, you can learn so much about how to even use Facebook through LinkedIn. LinkedIn has lots of groups. It's a plethora of information. It's a great place to network, a great place to find referral sources, business partners, source new employees, and the list goes on. You know, we can talk all day about LinkedIn. I mean, I can. I love it. So how are you going to, so you're on LinkedIn, how are you going to freshen up everything for the new year? Well, before I even go on to LinkedIn, the first thing that you need to have in place is the marketing plan. Anybody that's listened to me before knows I am always banging the marketing plan drum until, you know, you need some aspirin because it's so important. You need to have a strategy in place before you even go into social media. That's my little disclaimer. I'm moving on because I always harp on that. I don't want to bore you to death because I don't want everything to be like you're hearing the same thing every single week. But when you're going onto LinkedIn, you want to look at your marketing plan and see where you're going this year. You know, for example, your profile, let's say this. Say last year, my approach to marketing my company was to really focus on doctors, physicians, and dentists in North America, per se. Well, I would have written my profile on LinkedIn to reflect that I'm a specialist in those areas because I want those doctors to find me in searches. I want the dentists to see that I do dental social media marketing campaigns and email marketing and that sort of thing. But say this year, you're going to keep that market because it worked really well for you and build on to possibly realtors or recruitment consultants. Well, then you have to reflect that in your profile. Now, LinkedIn, the wonderful thing about your profile is that there's the About Me section where you can really just pitch yourself. I suggest going in there, reading that, and seeing if it's still reflective of you, your direction, your company's direction, and what your goals are for 2011. Now, it sounds so weird to say 2011. I hate saying that. If anybody knows what we're going to be calling this new century, we had the 80s, the 90s, the noughties, and I don't know what we're calling this one. Please email me because I'm dying to know. But back to your About Me section, it's a really great way for you to, you know, just freshen it up. And when you freshen it up, it will kind of filter through your network that you have done that. Also, if you have a new job description and you haven't changed it yet, change it. Then everyone will be alerted in your network that's connected with you that you have a new job description or you have a new job title, rather. So that's your profile. Also on LinkedIn, do you have a new picture? Is your picture up to date? Does it even look like you? I'm the most guilty of this in the whole world. So, I mean, do as I say, not as I do in this one, unfortunately. But it's nice to have an up-to-date picture. Pardon me. If you have, if you're going to be making lots of personal appearances and doing lots of things where you're going to be visible, you want people to instantly know, you know, you from your picture. So if you have a picture on there and you're a woman and you have long curly hair, but now you've chopped off all your hair and you have a, like a pixie haircut, well, you're going to look different. So your picture should reflect the most recent look that you have. And I promise I'll get new pictures up so everyone can see me with my long hair. Now, that's one. That's one or two ways that you can update things. Now, how about your business? Has your business changed course, name? Has it changed its website? Has it changed anything? Make sure, go through your profile, make sure everything is current. A lot of people will create a LinkedIn profile and then never go back to it until they need to. I suggest you go, if you want to use this as a marketing tool, you keep it current and keep it current throughout the year. If you get promoted, put it on there. If your company changes and is purchased by another company and everything changes course, make sure it reflects it. Now, there's a couple other things that I would really suggest that you do to make LinkedIn a little bit sexier. You can use, there's a couple applications. If you scroll down when you're on your LinkedIn profile and you looked at, you know, the edit the profile feature when you're logged in, you can go down. You can see there's applications you can plug in. If you have a PowerPoint presentation, I suggest that you use the SlideShare application. Now, what this will do is it will enable you to load your PowerPoint so people can actually see it. So, for example, say you have a presentation one that you PowerPoint that you use for, you know, when you meet with prospective clients. And it's general enough. It doesn't give away too much of the cookie, you know. It just gives people enough to sink their teeth into. Put it up on your LinkedIn profile. Makes it more interesting. Makes people stay there a little bit longer. You can even say, hey, go to my profile on LinkedIn and see this, instead of sending them a large file. Another thing that I suggest to do, if you're on Twitter and you're using Twitter a lot, specifically for business, and you're using business tweets and you're using the tweets are marketing-centric, you can also share your tweets on your profile with an application that LinkedIn has. That's very easy to do. Takes 2 seconds. The other one that I would suggest, and the last one, well, for now anyways, I would suggest that you use the blog. There's a WordPress plugin that will actually get your latest posts and put it onto your profile. Now, those are a couple ways to really make your profile pop this year in 2011. My last thing is testimonials are wonderful. If you have not gotten one testimonial for your work, my challenge to you is to get at least one or two testimonials onto your LinkedIn profile by the end of January. That requires you clicking on the recommendations tab, which is on the top profile tab on LinkedIn, and finding people that are in your network and connected with you on LinkedIn that can offer that recommendation. Maybe a previous boss that you've worked with, your current employer, one of your customers, your clients, a business associate. Get those people to back up your work. This builds credibility. This builds, you know, people are only reading about you. So why not let them see someone else's opinion about yourself rather than just yourself? Okay? Now, that's another one that I would really suggest that you do. Now, take a look at your groups. I think one of the things in LinkedIn is that people aren't choosing the right groups. Who are your target markets? Where are they? What are the geographic locations these people are in? Find a list of keywords that reflect those questions and put them into the group function of LinkedIn and join those groups. Join those groups, post questions, post discussions, get involved. You know, get in there and comment on other people's posts. Start being active. Your New Year's resolution on LinkedIn is to get more involved. Now, on the social media chef, we're going to move on really quickly onto Facebook. LinkedIn is one of those things that I think if you do those few things and you start getting more involved and you set aside enough time per day to get involved, LinkedIn can be very rewarding. Will it give you 1,000 customers a day? No. Is it going to skyrocket your business to millionaire status in 20 days? No. LinkedIn, Facebook, and Twitter, and I say this a million times, I say it on the sales calls when I'm talking to people at with my firm GoMedia, or when I'm doing speaking engagements, or even on this radio show. Social media marketing is going to work best if you're doing something else marketing-wise. If your website is not easy to navigate, does not make any sense, has no pictures of you, it's hard to read, looks like it was designed by a third grader, your blog has no content, and you're promoting a blog with no content, your order forms aren't working, if any of this stuff is true, social media can only go so far. If your ideas and your missions and your goals are not set in stone, you don't really know, you're kind of going as you work, you're moving and shaking and trying to figure out what you want to do as you go through this year, social media is not going to get you exactly where you want to go. People think that by putting money into a social media marketing campaign that they're going to get more return than anything else. Well, what happens is the problem is there's other things that you have to do while you're doing social media. Social media is not the be-all and end-all, okay? I just wanted to say that because I don't want anyone to try these and just do that. I don't want you just to go on LinkedIn, update your profile, your picture, add these little applications, get some testimonials, get these groups, and then go, okay, magic happened. No, you have to be marketing your business using the other marketing channels. Social media is just another form of a marketing channel. So you have email marketing. You're making $1,000 a week off your email marketing. Don't stop it to go into social media. Continue and add social media. That's what I'm saying. Okay, I'm off my soapbox. I'm moving to Facebook. But I felt the need to say that because with so many new people jumping into it this year, I want you to be realistic, okay? I want you to have big dreams. I want you to have big goals. I want you to go with gusto. But you're not going to get those results in a month. You're going to get them by being consistent over a period of time. For example, you're going to get a phone call to your business to order something. That's not going to tell you that they came from LinkedIn or Facebook. Well, that was generated because they saw a discussion that you had in a group that made them look at your profile on LinkedIn, that made them click on your website that you had on LinkedIn, and then it went to your website, and then boom, they're in your store. So just want to let you know, it's just like PR, it's about awareness. Okay. I'm veering too much. You want to hear about Facebook? I'll tell you about Facebook. Let's go. Now, again, how about that profile pic? First off, is it recent? Again, if you're on multiple social media sites, get one picture and use it for all. So if you're updating one, you update all. If you're updating the info on your profile, you update all. Don't make the mistake of, I mean, I've had previous business partners. I've had a lot of people that I've worked with in the past, clients, what have you, that will leave a dead website up on their profile for ages. And they're soliciting for new customers, and it's just, oh, it just makes me cringe. Or a Twitter account that's wrong, or their profile's old, or their picture's not current, and then you go to another site and everything's current. It just shows me that someone's not really worried about their online profile. So one of the tips that I have is keep a running list of everything. Like get a spreadsheet and put all of the social media presences or online presences that you have that involve login, and then put your login and password, and then you can say, okay, I'm updating my profile. That means I have to upload it on these 20 sites or these 4 sites or these 2 sites, okay? That's another one I think is pretty valuable. So your profile pic, then, again, look at your profile. Is it current? The next thing I want you to do is clean up your photos. Over the holiday period, a lot of people are going to be tagged in photos and things that you should not be tagged in. What I mean is maybe a Christmas card from some open networker that you may have connected with from some that's from Abu Dhabi. Well, what I suggest is removing the tag. You go into your photos, find your name, click on the picture, find your name below the picture, and click remove tag. That cleans you up. Now, there are going to be possibly embarrassing pictures of you. Possibly some stuff that you don't want to be seen by your target consumer if you're using your profile to market. My suggestion is to get them out of there, remove the photos, remove the tags, you know, just clean it up. And the reason I say that after the holidays is that a lot of people get lazy around the holidays. I know I'm the same way. So Facebook is something that needs to be completely updated. Okay? If you are not comfortable with using your Facebook profile for business, make sure that you have the security set so your photos are only seen by your friends, your posts are only seen by your friends, and, you know, anything else pertinent information. Basically, you could have everything only seen by friends, including your photograph. So if that's you, make sure that's happening, because if you start marketing online, your profile can be found on Google. So you want to be safe about it, okay? That's just a disclaimer. Then clean up your posts. You know, make sure that you have all of your posts cleaned up. Fill out the profile, get the pic ready. And then, you know, have you jumped in and created a page for your business yet? If you haven't, you really need to. Take some time and make it happen. It's a really worthwhile way of increasing your branding and increasing the visibility of your company's products and services on Facebook. So please create a page. I have previous shows that you can find on blogtalkradio.com/socialmediachef, where we talk about how to design a page, how to populate a page, how to promote a page. So please, if you're into getting a Facebook page, please check those out. If you have any questions, you know, you can give me a call you can give me a call at Go Media, or you can even email us at Go Media at info@gomediaonline.com. Now, the new thing is location on Facebook. Not necessarily a new thing, but take a minute and do this. You can find location on Facebook by, putting in, I think it's a tab that you can click on. You want to register your business location. So, for example, if my business is located in Tampa, Florida on 2525 Kennedy Boulevard, then I want to register my business at that address. That way no one else can claim your business at that address. If something that is worth doing now, is it extremely important? I wouldn't say it's on my top 20, but it's something that takes 2 seconds and just do. Register your business location. Then you have these wonderful groups and you have these wonderful pages. Find local. If your business is local or is centered around a geographic location, make sure that you can create a group, a networking group or something along those lines, where it's centered around that location, and invite people from that location to join. This way, if you want to create any local events or local sales pitches or come into my store to buy this, or if you want to take my service, I'm going to give you a discount because you're in this area, these group will really help you get your message to a really niche group. Also, people, if you say, for example, if the entrepreneurs of Atlanta, well, people want to, like for myself, I will go on and I'll try to find different entrepreneur groups that I can learn from and network with. And if I'm in Atlanta, I Google that, your group's going to come up because it's going to have my keywords. I'll check it out and I'll join it. So it's worth having. It's another catch-all that you can have that can really help you market. Also, with groups, you can send out messages to your members, which is another great way of getting in front of your target consumer. It's a little bit more of an indirect way, but still, I think it's really good. So take a look at these groups. Actually, just take a look at the groups that you have. You can Google your geographic location and look at the groups pages that are actually, you know, associated with that. And it's very interesting reading, and it might actually give you that little bit of go-ahead to go and create one yourself. Okay, on the Social Media Chef now, we're going to talk about Twitter, okay? I get more questions about Twitter than I would say any other social media or online marketing topic. Twitter seems to be the biggest mind-boggling thing ever. Okay, I'm going to give you a couple tips to make Twitter a little bit more manageable for you, okay? First off, this year, your number one thing is you have to make your Twitter profile look unique. Okay? That doesn't mean your picture needs to be you in a chicken costume and, a weird description with lots of swear words. You know, you can stand out by filling in your profile completely and then getting a custom Twitter background. Now, this is for free online, as well as there's pay versions, which are literally like, I mean, $20 for a custom background, which, and it can look really nice. Just Google custom Twitter backgrounds, and you'll get page after page after page. There'll be templates. There'll be ones where you can design them yourself. There's loads. But do that because it makes you, it gives you your own brand on Twitter. Make sure it's aligned with all the other aspects of your brand. Okay? Custom Twitter background. Whoop-de-doo. Now, we got that all set up. How do I start finding people that I should follow? Okay. My number one thing, don't automatically follow millions of people. There are so many spammers that are going to waste your time. You need a manageable portion of people to do. I suggest one site. It's called Listorious. Listorious, Google it, you'll find it. I can't remember if it's .com, but it is wonderful. You can actually find opinion leaders as well as people that have registered in the exact niche that you're looking for. So, for example, if I'm looking for online marketers in Tampa, I can put that into Listorious, and I can find all of those people. I then follow them, and then, you know, I'll do my tweets, and then they'll start reading mine and see if they want to follow me back, and there you go. You want a manageable number of people on Twitter. You don't want 85 pajillion people, because of that 85 pajillion, 75% of them could be absolute crap. So if you're starting out on Twitter, get a number that you can manage, all right? And what I mean by that is, you know, you can have 1,000, you know, if you're starting out, because you want to learn how it works. You don't want to be reading all this garbage because, number one, it's going to dissuade you from using it. You need to learn how to use it before you can learn how to deal with it with the spam. Learn to use it without the spam, dealing with quality people. And then if you want to go out and you want to follow a bunch of people, which I really don't think you should do, but if you do want to, you'll be able to handle it a little bit better. Okay, moving quickly on. Listorious, great, do it. Custom background, do it. You should every day, this is what I suggest, create, see how much time you have. Say you have 10 minutes to do Twitter, okay? You want to do maybe two tweets a day, one tweet a day, and then you want to go through your list and do a certain number of replies to what people have said. So, for example, I'm doing online marketing, and Jackson Pollock says, I think email marketing is dead. Well, I'm going to reply to that and say, at Jackson Pollock, I don't think it's dead. I think it's alive as well. So you want to, and that's interaction. So you want those interactions. You want outflow and interaction. And you want to give people props. So that's a retweet or an RT. So those are the three things that you need to do with a certain frequency. Say those people in that you friended on Twitter, that you're following, rather, and those people you really want to engage with. So you choose that person to engage with. So that person's going to get the at their name, or you can retweet what they have to say. All of this terminology aside, there's retweets, replies, and actual tweets. You need to pick a number that you can do per day and do it every single day. 3 of each, 5 of each, 2 of each, whatever. Just make it consistent, because what happens is all the time you go and you have to, you know, it's a time crunch, so you don't want to worry about, what should I do today? Go in there, 333, you can handle it. Okay, now, that is what I suggest you do for 2011 to really make things happen for yourself. There's a million other things, but these are kind of key, quick things that can make your profile and your credibility and your visibility pop just a little bit more. There's loads of things on surffreshmedia.com that will support these and give you more ideas of what you can do. So please check out the website, connect with us, and if you have any show ideas, want to be a guest, shoot us an email at info@surffreshmedia.com. Again, Happy New Year to everyone listening, and we are looking forward to talking with you next week on the show, Wednesday, noon, Eastern Standard Time. All right. Take care, everyone. Bye.